Budget Cutters of the World Unite.
I've got a part supplier, major part suppliers in my district. I felt I needed to do it. I needed to put my vote where my mouth has been.
And he said, I'm going to lose how many jobs because of this?
He said, we're not happy. He didn't put it that way. So we're not happy.
GOP Congressman Bill Huizenga's tough love approach to budget cutting. The Tea Party conservatives are trumpeting just how much pain they can bring back to their districts in the pursuit of lower government spending. Cutting off your nose to spite your earmarks? Congress eats pork. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Todd Zwillick is going to explain the pain politics of Tea Party budget cutting on this Friday, April 15th. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. Competing tallies on Capitol Hill. There were enough votes to pass that $38 billion budget cutting bill that averted the government shutdown last weekend. The president will finally sign the bill today. But the Congressional Budget Office says nearly 99% of the cuts, $38 billion we're told, is money that only exists on paper, perhaps as little as $350 million for this fiscal year. For example, money not used by the Census Bureau this year, according to the CBO, counts as a cut. 59 House Republicans voted against the bill, meaning House Speaker John Boehner needed Democratic support.
This bill's not perfect. It's no cause for celebration. This is just one step.
Todd Zwillick will explain it and do the math for us and look at the politics of this sort of funny money in just a few minutes. President Obama released a statement with French President Nicolas Sarkozy and British Prime Minister David Cameron that says the military campaign in Libya will continue until Muammar Gaddafi leaves power. It comes as NATO meets for a second day amid divisions in the alliance in Berlin on trying to find a unified strategy. Protests are planned in several cities across Syria today. Human Rights Watch says Syrian security agents have detained and tortured hundreds of protesters in the past month. Bahrain's government appears to be pulling back from plans to dismantle the main Shiite opposition group. The reversal comes hours after the plan received criticism from Washington and other allies. And anti-government protests are now also underway in Yemen and Iraq. Japan's government has ordered the owner of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear complex to pay $12,000 to every household forced to evacuate during the crisis. Roughly 48,000 households are eligible for what's being described as just an initial round of compensation. The head of the U.S. air traffic control system has resigned after several controllers were found sleeping on the job. Georgia's legislature has passed an immigration bill similar to that Arizona law being challenged in court. And a World Bank report says rising food prices around the world have pushed 44 million people into extreme poverty since the month of June last year. World Bank leaders are now meeting in Washington to discuss the food crisis. China's economy grew 9.7% in the first quarter, but its inflation hit a three-year high. That's reported this morning. And India says it reported a 9% jump in its inflation. The inflation we're seeing here in the U.S. is gas prices. In Ireland, the Moody's credit agency pushed that country's credit rating to the verge of junk status, continuing credit problems and sovereign debt problems in Europe. Ireland struggling to cut its deficit because of weak economic growth. Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are down on Wall Street, faced with a sell-off on Google and some disappointing reports out of the management team at Google. The Dow gets underway at 12,285. The S&P opens at 1,314, and the NASDAQ begins trading at 2,760. Coming up this morning, a year after the oil rig disaster in the Gulf, that anniversary is coming up. Are the people whose livelihoods depend on the waters recovering in any way?
It's heartbreaking to see great oysters die and see the amount of dead oysters that are dead because of BP's oil spill.
It's one of the voices that our partner, the BBC, talked to around Louisiana looking back a year. We'll also hear the very personal story of a woman who's called the bravest woman in Afghanistan. We'll take a look at nation building in that country. But first, D.C. correspondent Todd Zwillick tells us about the recently passed budget bill.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.